This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is The Ugly Truth. And after her success in Knocked Up, Katherine Heigl is back in another R-rated comedy. And this time her co-worker, who's played by Gerard Butler, well, he's trying to help her find love.
You have to be two people, the librarian and the stripper. Laugh at whatever he says.
What if what he's saying isn't funny?
That's irrelevant. For men, self-improvement ends at toilet training. Now that was perfect. Real or fake?
You'll never know.
So clearly for me, the draw to this movie was not Katherine Heigl at all, but of course Gerard Butler. I mean, that guy has talent all over the place. Remember him singing in Phantom of the Opera? And of course, a talent of another kind in the movie 300. You know, that movie is all about his talented physique, so to speak. So is this one of those movies where guy meets girl, girl and guy get together, break up, get together again? Or is it, you know, girl falls in love with someone else and lives happily ever after? Well, I don't know, because the truth might have been just a little too ugly in this movie, so much so that they did not want us to see it. So who knows who met who and what happens to what, but like I said, it does have Gerard Butler in it, so if you decide to throw down the $10 to go see this one, at least it's got that going for it. Now onto yet another 3D movie this summer, and this one is G-Force, and Jerry Bruckheimer, you know, the guy that brought us Pirates of the Caribbean and CSI, is now jumping into the world of computer-generated rodents to bring us a group of guinea pigs with serious skills to go get the bad guys.
Agent Darwin, status reports.
I have a visual on Saber. He's wearing a $6,000 suit. $50,000 watch, and according to my infrared scope, Haynes, size 36, tiny whities.
Master Juarez, time to get this party started.
So clearly Jason Statham or James Bond or even Spider-Man must have been out of town or on vacation or something, because using undercover guinea pigs to bring down the bad guys, it had to be a last resort or something, right? Or maybe it was the element of surprise they were going after. I mean, nothing like, being really shocked by some little guinea pig pointing a little gun at you. That could even make a grown man cry, you know, if that could actually happen in real life. But for whatever reason, they did go with the guinea pigs. And in this movie, did it really work? Well, not very well. It wasn't very funny and it really wasn't that interesting. But if you feel like you absolutely have to go see some sort of an action movie this summer, and you're like me and we're kind of disappointed by that whole Terminator thing, well, you might want to go see these Verminators instead. At least you could take the kids and they'll kind of like those fuzzy critters. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, G-Force really is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.